What up, Doe?
Yo.
And guess what?
What's the deal?
It's the 50th episode.
Episode 50. Episode 50, man.
5-0.
Cue the clapping hands.
Cue the clapping hands. Something. Let's cue the clapping hands.
Cue something up.
Yeah. Where's the air horns when you need them?
Episode 50, man, major milestone.
And for those that, I don't know, I guess you could call them inconsistent, guess what I'm about to call you?
Oh, man. Hey.
Man, shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us thus far.
Rocking!
Our original listeners, our new listeners. People that just hop in on our IG lives, you know, from time to time during the show and whatnot. You know, shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all.
And G-Bang!
Hey, what up, my boy?
Yeah!
Busted people.
Bro, what's up, man?
Newly minted father.
Happy New Year, my boy.
Marcus Jordan.
Bro, you got J's on? Let's see him.
You got J's on?
No, I don't. I got an,
Don't tell the people though.
Oh, he got. Oh, I know what you got.
Them classy.
The space hippies.
Yeah.
He got the space hippies on.
Them classy.
Yo,
what it do, my guy?
That's the only way we can do 50. Cause I texted this week. I'm like, hey, it's the 50th
one.
The
50th one, bro.
Like, you gotta be here, please.
And then you gotta stay on and give us one of them wild stories. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, it's story time today.
You gotta be on FaceTime for that though. You know what I'm saying? You can't be on live.
Yeah, facts.
he do gotta do the FaceTime for the actual like post show stories and shit. Also, G, our group chat is ridiculous. Thank you for putting me in it.
Oh man, no problem. You had to be I'm in my garage now, so you can probably hear like the I don't know, the wind thing going crazy in the back, so you gotta
it's like
we good.
It's
hey,
light.
It's not bothering us.
It's like
yeah.
I look up like, you know, so.
But if we hear cries, we're going to be like, uh-oh.
Look up, G. Say cheese.
He's in the crib.
Man.
Oh. Hey, we appreciate you tapping in with us tonight, man. It's been a pleasure, man. You know, we miss you here in the studio, but we understand, you know, the nature of the responsibilities, bro. You know.
Yeah.
Appreciate you fellas for sure.
You already know.
We appreciate sure. You, family.
You already know, man. So much has happened, so I'm just ready to, you know, get started when y'all get started, man. Dive in.
Hey. Well, at some point, you know, when all of this is over, you know, you'll be back in here.
We're going to reconvene.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have some tacos. Yeah. We're going to have a few brewskis, and we're going to talk.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Also, shout out to my Uncle B. Cheers.
Uncle B. Hey, shout out to Moms, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mother. She got him the stand.
Moms blessed me with this stand that y'all are viewing me on right now.
She did.
It's immaculate.
Also,
she came through in the clutch.
Also, I want my Uncle B just to see this because he sent this to me a couple weeks ago. Detroit is not dead, baby. What up? What up,
though? Hey, buddy. 3-1-3. Speaking of Detroit, I had to make note of this. So we all know
Marcus
from Detroit.
That's right. G's from Detroit.
Mark and G is from Detroit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm walking into the studio. I walk past Mark's car. And I notice he gave up his Michigan card and switched over the plate to California.
Oh, thank you. Finally, somebody noticed.
So he removed the Michigan plate,
yeah.
Threw the Cali joint on, and then hit us with the cold little Laker, little license plate rim joint.
But here's the thing, though. That's been on. That was on last week. It was on the car last week.
I just assumed it was Michigan from all this time, so I never paid
it's been, I've had it since December 12th. I've had it since December 12th.
But see, this is your first time parking in the driveway in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because any other time you're on the street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats on that, man.
What?
You're no longer from the crib.
He not. He really not. Like...
I got the hat on that you bought me, fool.
Fair.
And yes, I did go babyface with my 30 because hashtag for real challenge.
Yeah,
Every time I right. see every time I see this hat, yeah. I think of D12.
Okay. Ah. 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 Wait. Can you name all the guys from D12?
No.
Ah. Eminem. Can you at least name the other one
that passed away, the heavyset one.
That was not the one. The heavyset one was not the one that passed away.
Oh, wasn't him?
That's Bizarre.
Bizarre. We got Bizarre.
Yeah. The one that died tragically was Proof.
Proof.
Yep. There was Swifty.
Never knew him.
And then there was the non-punk ass.
Bro, the only one I know a Bizarre, and I knew an Eminem.
I would text you why I said that. Unless Sam told you.
No, but fair.
Oh, now I want to say it, but I'm not. Never mind.
That's the off the air story.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's what I know. Oh man, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you about Deny. What was I forgot what his rap name was though. Unless it was Deny.
It was. Yeah, it was it.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, put the mic closer to the speaker.
Okay. Cool.
Or bring him closer. Move the chair and bring him closer.
Make this work somehow, some way. What up?
They said that everybody's in my chat saying they can't see Marcus Jordan.
Yo, put out your IG so that everybody can follow your once a day MJ post.
Oh yeah, it's Cousin Gary.
G-A-I-R-Y.
Yeah.
There's a reason I'm doing
with
this.
With a D at the end.
There's a reason I'm doing this. You guys will definitely know soon. I have a few people that I'm working with you know, the whole Jordan picture. So there's a reason I'm doing it. Everyone's going to find out within, like, the next couple of months, maybe sooner. So shout out to, like, everybody who's actually, you know, been collabing with me on it. I've been posting these up myself. But, like, what's about to happen, I've actually been collaborating with other creators. So,
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's actually about to be some crazy stuff. Like...
Cause I swear you be googling this MFA and just find the most random pics.
No, stop. He's not Google. Those are family photos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. They are. They straight. They straight out the phone.
He got them in the photo.
They're straight out the phone.
Come on, man. Let's be honest.
Well played.
Come on. Hey. Speaking of your pops. I mean, speaking of Michael Jordan. I know y'all seen that the Lakers debuted the Jordan logo on their jerseys.
Yeah, that happened today.
Jordan going crazy, man.
But you know who most sick though? Everybody in Detroit when that pops up on the Detroit jersey.
Classy. That's a class act right there.
Like so one of the group chat being G or the one not the IG one but the text one. Like Matt is no not Matt. Wait, which one of them going ham about that? Is it Matt?
It's Matt.
Yeah, he going ham about that.
He's pissed. And he's a Bulls fan, which is crazy. But.
Okay, wait. Explain this to me. I don't think I either asked him or I didn't. But how the hell did he become a Chicago sports fan? Is he from there?
Nah, he's from Detroit.
That's what I thought. But his allegiance is to like almost everything Chicago.
I mean, how can he like the Pistons, bro?
I mean, I don't like any Detroit sports team.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, let's be honest. I mean, I'm a D Rose fan, so that's why I.
That's fair.
That's why I break my neck to look at Pistons games.
He said, "I break my neck."
That's it.
Hey, at least they come on at 4 o'clock here.
You can
get it out the way.
And if I miss it, you know, I go tap in, catch the highlights. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out D Rose. You know what I mean? I need one of his jerseys. If anybody's listening that cares, you know. Give me a D Rose jersey. Mm. Shout out to Kirsten for blessing us with the 50th episode. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, shout out to Keith. Good news, Keith. Shout out to Michael. Shout out to all our managers and those.
I said we got like 10 of them.
Right. Who held it down here at the good
We
news.
Got about 10 of them.
We appreciate y'all. Thank you for supporting us.
Jackie, what up? Actually, the ladies' night day on right now, so shout out to the sister. Shout out to the sister.
The sister show, the sister network.
Sister station.
You feel me? We appreciate y'all. It's always love.
For Shizzle.
50th episode. Gee, what's your top two favorite moments on the show?
Ooh.
This is childish as hell, but when Mark said girthy,
yeah, I knew it was coming.
Hey, he wild for that. He said it's so regular though. Like we're having a whole conversation on a sports tip, and this man uses girthy.
You and I looked at each other like, what?
Yeah, like what? Wait, you really said that? Like,
wait, but how the show ended? This month over here said super girthy.
I had the piggyback.
Hey, it is. When you said it, I hit the end button.
That's how we ended that was great.
That was by far one of the best BS episodes we've ever had. Because we didn't talk about much, and it just ended that way.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was a classic.
That was fantastic.
And I gotta say, when we had I can't even just say like two. I think like all the guests that we've had on. You know,
that's real.
All of the guests from Homegirl from the WNBA.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mercedes Russell, that was hard.
The Rob episode was good.
The off-air conversation with Rob. If I could put that up there, then I will.
We didn't record that part.
See, this is why, and it's 2021, y'all. We're gonna get innovative. It's moments like that we should have been able to capture.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Those are just moments that we got. Of course, we got the audio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the visual joint.
That's when we need an intern to be like, sit in the corner, record, and shut up.
Y'all see that? And that's free game right there. Anybody that want to pull up to the show and just hop in and just record, I give you $10 a night.
He said it, not me.
I'll get you a meal a night.
I'm bringing you an NDA.
That's a guaranteed meal you got.
There you go.
Every Friday night.
Boom. He paying. I'm bringing the legal forms. I'm stealing them from work. I'm stealing them from work and like I'll doctor it up.
Christ.
Also, I'm trying to get Rob on for next week.
Yeah, Rob, pull up, man.
Oh, we gonna get him on the IG.
Pull up, man.
We gonna get him on the IG. Yeah,
Mark, what's your two? Top two.
Top two. I would say the first episode all three of us were in here.
My intro episode?
No, when you were in here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that one.
That was a fire episode.
That was a cold little episode.
That was fun.
I ain't gonna lie. I had slight nerves. I ain't gonna lie. Prior to that, the only other time I was on the show was when I was on Never Not Extra.
And then, well, also you called in the week before you came in.
Yeah. But you know that's different. That's regular.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a good one. And then I would say first episode back in July.
Okay, after our hiatus.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. G was here for that.
He wasn't here for that one. He came and filled in for you when
when I was out of town.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So like them two, 2A, 2B.
Okay. I would say for me, it was the one when we were talking about we was going in on the NCAA. We was talking really deep about the NCAA, and we were talking about the they had just approved the new rule change for the NCAA where they could get paid.
Oh yeah,
that was a heated little episode. Yeah. A lot of dialogue, and then my other one would have to be I don't even remember the show. It was just the after conversation. We was in this joint for like an hour, talking about all type of different little stuff.
Was that the one where I started talking about some LBJ stuff?
No. I'm just gonna say we talked Detroit clothing. We talked Detroit clothing and other things. I think G.
I think I know which one you're talking
about. Because we talked about Detroit versus everybody. And we actually talked about that a little bit during the show.
The after show that could have been called Dearly Departed.
The after show we talked about, you know, a few celebs, you know what I'm saying?
Pre
there we go. Yeah.
Pre Dearly Departed.
Yes.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yes.
Pre Dearly Departed. That's the only way I'm covering that one up.
Classy.
Yo, that was fun.
What'd you say, G?
I'm listening to that one tonight. I'm actually about to pull up on Spotify now.
No, we didn't record that. We didn't record the after show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
We would have had to sign an NDA for that for so.
Man, you know how many losses we would have had?
Yeah, I remember that one for sure.
You know how many, man, I would still be trying to find a lawyer that I could afford.
Bro, that one was
for next all level. The heat.
That one was next level. I enjoyed it, though. It was classy.
That was fantastic.
We had some good moments, man. We had some great moments.
Oh man, that was fun. All right, so in the spirit of moments,
yeah,
what are your like top two favorite sports moments that you witnessed in person?
That would oh my gosh, two was that 2018 I think when
what up Dennis
USC played Texas and they went double overtime.
G Dennis in this.
I was actually there.
Which one?
When SC played. Texas here at the Coliseum.
Okay, yeah, I remember you telling me about that one.
Yeah, that was wild. Me and my cousin was sitting super close.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy game. And then another one that I seen in person. Oh, when I finally got to see Kobe play, he dropped 38 on the Timberwolves.
Ooh.
Went stupid.
Was he wearing 8 or 24?
24.
Okay.
Yeah, 24. I never seen him at 8, not in person.
I remember seeing him in 8 a couple times. Twice.
That's fire.
And then the day that game, D Rose was on the bench. Was he with the Timberwolves at that point?
No, it was
another game I saw D Rose. Well, D Rose was with the Wolves. He didn't play that night, but okay. I seen him on the bench and I was, you know.
All right.
I fanboyed that moment.
No, it's all good. We all have that moment.
Just a little bit.
I'm trying to think. Top two moments I remember seeing. In person, 2004 Eastern Conference Finals, Pistons Pacers Game 3 at home.
Oh, you went to a playoff game. Oh, that's major.
It was the game after Tayshaun Prince blocked Reggie Miller's layup.
Twitter was just showing love to Tayshaun Prince today.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of I saw a lot of people tweeting about like just missing how he played, and he was a dog. He was a dog.
Oh yeah,
was he?
Huh?
Isn't he from Compton?
He's from out here.
He's for sure from LA.
I think he's from Compton.
Possibly. Maybe.
I think he is.
He is. Yeah, he's from Compton. He went to Dominguez. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Yeah. Dang. Y'all know who else went to Dominguez?
Tyson Chandler.
And y'all know who else went to Dominguez?
I'm the real Ty Cree.
that boy Sharon.
Yeah. That's where he went?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Never knew.
I didn't know he went to Dominguez.
Yeah.
I know Dominguez for, like, basketball. I didn't know him for, like, them having a football team.
I mean, just because he went there don't mean they was that great at that time.
That's fair.
But shout to the homie Chris Brown, though. He played quarterback at Dominguez. They was good at that time. Around 2000.
Chris Brown has him. Chris Brown
who? No, the singer from Virginia.
Hey, I be forgetting where they from. I just know he live out here. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking, didn't he play Virginia all that time? Like, hold on.
Nah.
You about to confuse me, like, so bad. I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, he had a moment like, really? Nah, not C. Breezy.
Okay.
Go ahead. You had your second moment.
Oh, the second sports moment.
Hey, fun fact, they went to state.
Hmm?
Dominguez went to state at the time that Richard Sherman was there. I didn't even
know that. Okay, cool.
I didn't even know that.
My first time ever, technically my second time ever at Staples Center, it was NHL All-Star Game.
That's what's up. I love how diverse you are with this sports.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love that. That's major.
Like, I love how you diverse with it.
This dude be at he know hockey, he know baseball, like, yeah, you know, he knows golf, badminton, all that, like
badminton.
I gotta respect it.
Hey,
Jesus,
that's why it's called sports talk.
Go ahead, G. What's your top two?
Dog. One of them for sure is when Dame Lillard hit the game winner over Rodney Stuckey in overtime at the Palace.
Bro, you was there?
I was in the seventh row. If you look at that picture, you can actually see me behind the
the basket?
The basket, yeah.
That's and gangster.
The homie Quinn's beside me.
That's gangster.
And it's funny because I've been a Dame fan since, like,
Quinn.
He got in the league. So when he hit the shot, I yell, "Good night, niggas."
Hey, that was so authentic. Keep it.
It's fine. I'm wearing my Dodgers hat too. I'm actually wearing a Dodgers hat there.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Hey,
I gotta go. Wait, hold on. Google. I'm about to Google this now.
I'm about to try to find it on the send it.
I am.
Did y'all catch any of the ball versus ball tonight?
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, that was.
They wasn't hooping like that. It was slow.
I mean, you know, LaMelo gave Lonzo a nice little wet joint on a step back.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, he gave him that, and then he threw the three up like Melo. He did that.
That's not
okay,
wait,
here it is.
He said it was against Detroit. This is all the. Oh wait, here it is.
But you got it. Got to be a different view, though.
I'm trying to find it.
Now, I found one on Google. You can see Q right there.
Is it in the video or is it a still shot?
One is a still shot. If you look at the video, I'm there too. I'm about to shoot this over to you right now.
Okay, just send it in. We'll look at it after. Cause
yeah, for sure. All right. So that was one of them right there, and I guess the other one, man, is tough because, like, I've watched all of my favorite players except for Kobe live. I watched Steve in his prime. I watched Vince Carter when he did that dunk on Rasheed and Ben Wallace.
We talked about that one.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the show.
Yeah, on the show, actually, yeah. So I guess, I mean, I watched Jeter's last game. I was there when Verlander got those 16 strikeouts against the Yankees.
You've been at some games, boy.
Yeah, bro. I was there the night that J.R. Smith was beefing with Brandon Jennings on Twitter.
J.R. Smith.
I was seventh row for that one. I was there for, like, a lot of them jokes. So, if any game...
You was there when Hooper fought our boy Matt?
I set that up. I instigated all those fights.
For those who don't understand, Hooper is the mascot of the Pistons. The mascot got into it with one of our homeboys. At a game. At multiple games.
Multiple games, bro. The Heat game, the Bucks game. We went to that Knicks game. We met Larry Johnson, one of them joints. He got him there. But all in all, I got to say, because this has never happened again, is the day that I got a chance to see Cristiano Ronaldo play at the big...
Wow. Oh, I remember that game. I remember that one.
Yeah, the homie, actually my brother Pablo, he couldn't make it.
Pablo!
Game, but I think he's in here. He couldn't go to the game, and he was like, "Yo, dog, mom got these tickets, you can have them." So he pulled up on me and gave them to me. And Jason and I went, and shockingly, bro, they were saying Ronaldo wasn't going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So there, and then, like, I think he hit, like, the 78th minute. And next thing you know, they're like, "He's coming out." And then Ronaldo came out there, and it was over, bro. And we fucking lost
him. That's hard.
That's why.
What they said? What they said in the comments?
He said, "Oh, this... word doing an interview." He said, "We lit, baby."
Oh wait.
G, yep. Remember Yankees Dodgers, and remember after the game in the car.
Yo, that was the most Detroit thing I've ever been a part of outside of Detroit, for sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you the story after the show.
Please.
I'll tell you the story after the show.
Please.
It was the most, it was the most Detroit thing that we could have done in L.A., and he was there to be a witness.
Yeah.
Please.
But, yeah, those two, I think that Rodney Stuckey shot, or the Dame Lillard shot, and the, you know, in that Ronaldo game. Definitely the Ronaldo game, for sure.
Bet.
So,
whew.
That was it.
All right. All right, so switching gears. We got NFL playoff football this weekend. We got six games.
Playoff football.
Six games because the extra, team gets in. Right. Now, are y'all excited for it? Do y'all not give a damn? Or?
I mean, I'm excited to watch some ball, my boy.
Fair enough.
I'm excited to watch some ball.
Do you think Washington going to beat Tampa at home?
All right. So
I say
Let me give y'all my little spiel.
Ooh.
My little spiel. So
whoop.
Shout out to my bros, D-Bank and DJ, my boy Reasons, that was on that he came and joined us last week.
Yep.
So we had a little conversation. We did some picks. I was on that show last night. Shout out to Talk That Talk podcast. So I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Washington football team will upset the Buccaneers. And I think so due in part to the defense that they've been playing.
And Tampa Bay's weak
and
offensive line.
And that's exactly what I spoke on. They're piss poor offensive line.
Yep.
And
crappy.
The fact that Tom Brady hasn't really had the time to really be Tom Brady back there because they lined it so bad.
Yeah.
And then their defense hasn't been playing as well as they play at the beginning of the season.
That is true.
So I think the Washington football team is going to come in there. As long as Alex Smith or Heinicke, whoever end up playing, as long as they don't make mistakes, they're going to be solid.
Yeah. Chase Young.
Shout out to him, man.
Hey, no. Shout out to him.
Yeah,
he went to that school in Ohio. We let bygones be bygones. But shout out to the Sports Center chat room. That dude is a monster.
It's Chase Young.
Chase Young is next level.
Come on now, let's be honest. It's Chase Young.
I don't think Chase Young in just the 80s.
80s
and
90s,
bro.
He's an animal, bro. No lie, I used the Washington football team on Madden, bro.
Word.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I kid you not. Of course, I signed Colin Kaepernick.
Who's your quarterback? Okay, there we go.
Salute.
Bro, J.D. McKissick has rushed for 1,400 yards. And bro, I'm not playing on all Madden. I'm playing on all pro because all Madden is crazy on the new Madden.
I bet it is.
I play against people on All Madden, but I don't play my season on All Madden.
That's fair.
Just for clarity.
That's fair.
You understand me? <That's fair. laughs> But yeah, bro, the Washington football team got some studs. They got some studs.
Yo, okay. Yeah, Washington, by the way, the fact that they made it to the playoffs, when they started off
But I'm going to be honest,
straight
bro.
Cheeks.
I'm going to be real with you. I think the Eagles would have beat them had they not pulled Jalen Hurts.
Oh yeah, they would have.
And
by the way, as a Giant, as the resident Giants fan,
how'd that make you feel, my boy?
I'm not gonna lie to you, I was pissed. I was really pissed, actually.
we're talking to in-house resident New York Football Giants fan, Garrett Fuller.
I hate that entire division. I've never. I had to think about it. I used to like the Cowboys when I was a kid. Didn't know any better.
Understood.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper, et cetera, et cetera. Troy Aikman. We'll keep going. But Jake Novacek. But anyway, I hate him now.
I hate him now.
Shouts out to Barry Sanders. I think he's on my Go to Forever hoodie.
Oh, shout out to Go to Forever.
Gangster. Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, send us some merch, please.
Come on, coach is in here too.
I know he is. That's why I'm talking directly to him right now. I want a hoodie.
Hey,
DP wants a hoodie too.
Sports talk, real quick. We will wear. We will wear it.
Oh no, he know we will. What's your hoodie size?
Large. I'm slow.
Give me a large or XL, dog, Dennis.
Come on now, don't play with it.
Talk about shameless plug. It ain't shameless.
I will fill that hoodie up. All right.
But I was pissed. I hate the Redskins, bro. And
pisses out my ass.
My apologies. And I hate. I'm sorry. My business hours from 9 to 5.
Right. Business hours. My ass.
This is after hours. Like, money don't sleep.
Negro, we talk every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Negro, we talk every day. And the chat start blowing my phone up at 5 in the morning every damn day.
Same here.
Right. Same. 9 to 5, my ass.
I hate that Washington team. And
I said I hate that Washington team.
I would too if I was a Giants fan.
I get it. I respect the fact that they're there, but I do think that it was weak that, you know, they pulled Jalen Hurts.
So, yeah, that was cheeks.
They should definitely fire a coach for sure because every player on that team was pissed. Like, now, bro, we still want to win.
Now, do y'all believe that there's going to be controversy during the offseason due to that situation?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. I think Carson Wentz is gone, too.
I felt that way at one point. I did feel that Carson Wentz was going to leave. But I think that was a little fluff. I think he's definitely butthurt that he got benched. But I think that if he does leave, it's going to be on good terms. Not this little dramatic situation that's been taking place.
But you don't get Carson Wentz money to sit on the bench either.
But then who
gonna get who
money,
wants him?
The money that's behind him, yeah. Who's gonna take that?
Detroit.
No. Detroit's not taking Carson Wentz.
Yes, bro. They will, because Detroit is stupid.
Just
because
they will don't mean they are.
Detroit will mess around and do that just to replace Matt Stafford and let him walk away gracefully. That's something Detroit would do.
Matt Stafford is gonna be a Steeler or a Patriot. Carson Wentz will not be a Lion.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that's going down.
Well, I know where he not going.
Where?
L.A.
We don't need him. Nobody need him.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there. I think he might, and this is a stretch.
Yeah.
He's going to
Dennis, talking about the Bears.
To the H?
I think he'd go to Houston.
You think they're going to move on from Deshaun?
Yeah.
I can see that.
If I'm Deshaun, I would want to move on from them.
Deshaun's there, but I think that they're going to do some, you know, and try to, like, make up for this little mistake they made with going behind his back and not including him in the hiring of the GM.
Dog, but, like, you had a coach that gave away your best weapon for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, but losing D-Hop wasn't the problem. It was an issue, but it wasn't the main problem.
That would have been a cherry on top for me.
Their defense was so subpar this year.
Which is why J.J. Watt apologized.
Was so subpar this year. Like, I'm saying, like, I don't think their defense hadn't looked that bad in the last, like, maybe 4 years. Like, their defense looked terrible.
Okay, I put it like this. And this is, this is me dream scenario just for watching it for entertainment purposes. If I'm Deshaun Watson, the minute I hear Drew Brees retires, I'm trying to get to New Orleans.
I don't see they're gonna have to trade some people. You're losing a lot to gain Deshaun Watson, whoever you are.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That contract is crazy.
What, that contract?
All their contracts are crazy.
He just signed. Was it last year? He just signed an extension.
2 years ago.
At the beginning of this.
Was it? I thought it was 2 years ago. Because he got his deal before Mahomes.
Oh, you're right.
A lot of the QBs were getting their deal before Mahomes. Mahomes waited and then blew the doors off.
Like Deshaun of the younger group of quarterbacks,
because they're the same draft class.
Yeah, he's clearly a top five guy of the younger guys. I'm not saying he's a top five quarterback in the league, because in my opinion he's not. He might be 6-7.
But again, of the younger guys,
he's top five, 100%. So to gain him, you're going to have to give up some pieces. Like, you're literally going to lose before you can build with
him. But we're also talking about the quarterback position, which they don't usually walk away for nothing or get traded for nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you are a backup or lucky third stringer.
That's real.
So, this fall, spring, summer, it's going to be a lot of QB movement that we haven't seen before.
The team that has the most to give up for him and still be like a contester is the 49ers.
Yeah, really.
I think they're done with Jimmy G.
I think Jimmy G going to go back to the Patriots.
Hey.
He didn't leave on bad terms.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brady was the only reason he left.
Yeah, it was only Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady. The second. Go Blue.
He had an extension in September of last year.
That don't mean anything anymore.
It means a lot right now.
At the moment.
It means a lot.
At the moment. The moment.
Because it's only a handful of teams that have solidified their quarterback. The Ravens, the Bills, the Cardinals, the Saints is up in the air.
The Rams and the Chargers.
The Rams are cool. The Chargers are cool. The Patriots up in the air. The Colts up in the air, yep.
Miami's up in the air.
I think they rock with Tua.
I hope they do. I don't think
Tua should have ever played this year.
Agreed.
Yeah. I don't think they were trying to actually get him to play this year.
Bro, they was.
They had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You gotta listen. To your point that you just said, they made the decision when they were winning. So they wanted him to play. As opposed to sitting him, keeping him as Ryan Fitzpatrick understudy, they made the ridiculous decision to put him in there and let him play. And in my opinion, I feel like the pressure came down from the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because look at the way Brian Flores so easily will pull him like, nah, bro, sit down. Let Ryan finish this game.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, also, Tua was getting killed. A couple times.
Because he's not getting that ball out fast enough. Look at the difference between...
That's what happens when you go to Alabama.
No, but look at the difference between him and Fitz in the backfield. Fitz know what he got. Tua was a rookie being that, you know what I'm saying?
A rookie coming from Alabama where you had all the time in the world. Or your receivers was just always open.
But even that, you just not knowing your personnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which goes to, like me and G said, he wasn't ready.
Yeah. Wasn't able to read the defense either.
Yeah. Because Fitz will throw that joint. Like, he know he only get 0.2 seconds on this left side, and then he hit. He know this. He know that team.
He do.
Yeah. It's the Dolphins, too. The Dolphins have, like, one of the worst
offensive lines. Yeah, it's the Dolphins.
Thanks for it.
Right, and they O-line was young. Like, I want to say they started one rookie for sure. Two rookies on that O-line.
Majority of the team is young. But you mentioned my man's Lamar. They have a playoff game on Sunday.
Versus the Titans, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
No lie, in the other show, I said they're going to win. When I was on the show yesterday, I said they're going to win.
Okay.
But they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're
gonna
lose.
At least you said your honest opinion on your home turf.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna lose.
They're gonna lose.
It's over.
They are.
Like, the Titans still have this guy named Derrick Henry.
Bro, the Titans are who they are. Like, regardless
and
of how.
And they did this last year.
Regardless of how piss poor their defense plays,
yeah.
They offense gonna show their ass.
For sure. Like,
and granted, if they do lose, it's going to be because Lamar was out there on his Houdini. Like,
yeah.
That's what it's going to be. Straight like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the other two games on Sunday?
You got the Bills. Saints and the...
Oh, Brown Steelers.
Oh, yeah. You do got Brown Steelers.
That's the last game on Sunday. I got Cleveland.
And then you got... Oh, yeah. I got the Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers going to shake back on that one.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think their utter collapse at the end of the year was just been tragic.
No, but no. The, It's not. I'm not thinking the Steelers are just going to dog them. I do believe that the Browns are going to put up a fight and could possibly end up, you know, upsetting them. But I think Big Ben is going to will them into a win. And that defense, I mean, Minka not going to let them walk.
He could will them to a win because he's done it before.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Bills Colts. I'm taking Bills all day with that.
Yeah,
Bills. I'm taking the Bills on that one.
You got
And then Seahawks-Rams on Saturday. Rams. I got the Rams.
Rams taking that.
Yeah.
I got the Seahawks.
What?
I got the Seahawks by 2 touchdowns, actually.
By 2 of the things?
Yeah.
They can barely score.
Damn, boy. Huh? Okay. By 14?
Wow. Sir.
By 14?
Let's see what Vegas has them as a favorite by.
Right, and then we got Bears-Saints. Saints dogging them.
Shout out to Kelvin in New Orleans.
Ain't no upset there.
Kelvin needs to watch this and see this at some point, because the last 2 days, that's all I'm going to say.
Disrespected.
G, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The last 2 days. Mr. Change his mind.
We're headed to the thread tonight, bro. You got to be at it.
Oh, it's going down. As soon as we get off here, it's going down.
Got to be added to that thread, bro. It's too insane.
Yeah. D, you got to be put in this. You just got to see. You have to see the words I'm not going to choose to say right now, because I got folks that are going to listen to this.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. You can see it better than me. What's the money line on that one?
The money line is plus 140 for the Rams.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That means it's gonna be a field goal. It's gonna be a field goal difference.
Yo, for the y'all betting folks out there, it's some good props out there this weekend.
The sucker's bet is Tampa Bay -8.
No, period.
That is the certified sucker bet. If you bet that one, consider your money gone.
Listen. All my folks.
It's going to be gone.
All my folks in Colorado. Hop on your FanDuel app. Okay? I want y'all to get on that FanDuel app. I want y'all to make a prop bet for Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. Okay?
Or go to my bookie.
You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to do that.
Just saying.
In the Rams game, between Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, one of them is going to have a day. I'm just saying. One of them is going to have a day. And as we know, Woody has a tendency to dog the Seahawks whenever they play him.
That is true.
He has a tendency to do that.
He do, because the Seahawks, for like the first time in ever, don't have a secondary.
They don't have corners.
Yeah.
They don't have corners. Their safety's cool.
They got Jamal Adams.
Jamal and Kat, I like Quandre Diggs. Quandre Diggs balls.
You know what?
And he's a former Lion.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
come on now.
That's what I was about to say.
Come on.
When you get out of Detroit.
He was balling there, though. Don't even stun on him. He was balling there. I've been following Quandre Diggs since he was at the University of Texas. You know who his brother is? Quentin Jammer.
Wait, that's his brother?
Yes, that's his brother.
You know what?
They must have their mama's last names then.
I don't know who more down saying that guy. But they look alike. They look exactly
alike. I didn't know that. Okay, since we're talking about former Lions players and getting out of Detroit, do you think Darius Slay was overrated when he was in Detroit making Pro Bowls?
No, I just believe that he had a better year than Nnamdi Asamoah had, because one, he's a better athlete, but that transition into that different scheme affected him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was different.
All right.
So I think if y'all have ever seen Darius Slay like work out. When it comes to his athleticism, it's there. 100%, it's there.
Yeah, he's different.
Yeah, he's different. But it's just a matter of, you know, he's learning the scheme. He's on a different team. Naturally, that mind, that mentality, when you transition, you go to a different team, it's going to, you know, it's going to be a little off. You know what I'm saying? He had a down year, you know, just from what we're used to him having. But he's still that same guy.
Dang.
Still coming out them breaks. You know what I'm saying? He's still coming up, making fits, you know, but... He got mixed up a little bit this year.
Hey, but he got out of Detroit. Good for him.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
For real. Real talk. But,
and the guy that traded him got fired this year anyway. So, you know what? Round of applause.
Round of applause. Baby, no doubt.
I might get a text message about that. Like,
drop it to
in 4 days.
Come on now, come on now. Do y'all see Russell Wilson turning the ball over as much as he has in the last few weeks?
Sierra effect.
He's looking really sloppy.
Yeah, he's been playing real careless lately. Well, let me not say careless because I don't know his mindset, but he's been throwing that hoe like and not to the right team.
Like, you know what? It's.
I think he's been focused on his fashion.
And yeah, you been peeping his posts
and his personal brand,
bro. He's been branding the hell out of himself lately
for the last 3 seasons.
Yeah, I hate Russell Wilson so much. Like
there it is. There it is. Bro, Russell Wilson.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Russell Wilson gives me Marcus Mariota energy, bro. I can't hate him. Like, I don't like his antics.
No.
But I can't hate
him. No, because I could barely tell you what Marcus Mariota sound like. Russell Wilson.
You can't be mad at Russ, bro.
I'm not mad at him. It's just sometimes it do come off a little phony.
You know, he reminds me of somebody, man. The great legend Rob Parker said this. Hear about the RG3.
Ah, there it is.
Cornball, bro.
If RG3 would have became Russell Wilson, this is what it would have looked like.
No, but the crazy thing about it is RG3 is still that.
Nobody looks at him.
Because he's not a starter.
That's right.
But I'm saying in terms of his persona, he's still that.
Okay, cornball, like 100%.
He's Andrew Luck, a black one.
There's Russell Wilson before Sierra. There's Russell Wilson post Sierra, BC and AC.
I like him AC.
I like him no C. I mean, but I do think they're going to win. I think he's an amazing quarterback, but all the field.
He said, "F that guy."
I mean,
he's Tim Duncan, bro.
That's the perfect example.
Tim Duncan
bro.
With tailored clothes.
Now, low key, he might be Bruce Bowen.
Bruce Bowen, like low key. Like, he know what he doing, but I ain't calling him Russell Wilson. Like,
Bruce Bowen might be a part of the FOI because he wears those bow ties, so.
You ain't lying. He keep them bow ties nice and, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Bruce Bowen's also the guy that has jumped on podcasts before and had to get off and be like, oh, snap, my baby mama called me.
Are you serious?
I promise you.
Bro, I ain't seen Bruce Bowen, like, broadcasting lately.
He's still
seen him do nothing.
He showed up on Bo Monty's podcast like once every like 2 months.
But I'm saying like broadcast a game.
I thought he was doing one of the teams and then I think he switched. I think he does like one of the actual teams for like their broadcast.
I think he's done.
Is he doing like San Antonio?
I don't even think he's doing San Antonio.
He might be though. I think he is. For like if it's not Game Day Radio. I swear he is.
He's the epitome of the San Antonio Patriots. He is that.
Oh, no, yeah, he got fired.
Yeah, see, I told you, I think he was done.
Because he was the Clippers.
I remember that. I remember he was doing the stuff for the Clippers, but he moved back to San Antonio.
He made a Kawhi comment, they got rid of him.
He did. You're right. He did say something about Kawhi.
He did?
Yeah, bro, he did.
What did he say about Kawhi, man?
I can't even call it.
I'm looking at it now, and they said they didn't.
The Spurs retired his number?
Yeah.
Why?
Honest to goodness, he's one of the reasons they've won 3 championships.
Yeah, but
he kicked a man in the face.
So did Marcus Vick.
Was it kick Wally Szczerbiak in the face?
Okay, we're talking about Wally Szczerbiak, though.
Hey, Wally Szczerbiak had a jumper, bro.
He did.
Wally had a
jumper. Hey, them early versions of 2K?
He had a
jumper. Quarter three every day.
He was hitting that joint.
The Timberwolves was one of them teams.
Bro, they retired Bruce Bowen's jersey. Let me not hate, man. That's tight.
It's the Spurs.
That's what's up, man. He played 16 years, bro.
Like everybody that was part of them five championships minus Robert Horry, they retired their jerseys.
Robert Horry everywhere he was at, he needed his jersey retired.
Except Houston.
He had an impact in Houston.
When he was a rookie?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he was, right. That was Sam Cassell, Hakeem, and Clyde.
Samuel Cassell.
And then Kenny Smith was on the, like, Kenny Smith, too.
The Jet.
Yeah.
Kenny was a baller, yeah.
And then he immediately went to NBA TNT and made that shit hot.
Real quick.
But what?
Huh?
They retired Avery Johnson's jersey?
Yes.
Wait, what?
It's the Spurs.
Johnson's jersey, bro. Look, I need to play for the Spurs then, because they're gonna show me love, bro. They gonna.
It's
show
the
love.
Spurs.
I played three seasons with them, averaged two steals.
If you Kawhi's jersey gonna get retired?
Well, yeah, it's Kawhi Leonard, bro. Bruce Bowen, Avery Johnson.
But you gotta say it with his like tone, Avery.
Avery Johnson. Like, are you kidding me? Is Tim Duncan jersey retired?
Yeah, they been did that. They did that like the year after. He on the staff.
Is Parker's number retired?
Yeah, he's up there.
No, they haven't done this yet because he just retired.
Is Manu Ginobili, is his number retired?
Manu Ginobili? I think him and Parker's are next. Because they both just retired within the last like 2 years.
They did Ginobili's last year, I believe.
Okay. Parker is next because he was with the Hornets last year. Yeah. So when they let fans come back, they'll do it.
And they actually have a 30 for 30, or not a documentary.
I just saw that. Yeah, Parker got one. And Kobe's in it.
Or the final shot or something like that, I think.
Yeah. Kobe? Yeah, Kobe's in it. They interviewed him in 2016 for it.
That's fire.
That's gangster, man. Oh, so who y'all got in the national championship?
Alabama.
Ohio State.
You would be loved in our group chat.
Justin Fields.
I'm going to Ohio State too, sadly.
Come on now.
Really?
Yeah, boy. You a lone soldier on this one, homeboy.
I hate Ohio State that much.
Justin Fields. Dog.
Yeah.
He had a great game against
Clemson. What's the running back name? Sermon. Dog.
Yeah.
What's that Alabama defense? Not the same. Let's be honest. Who's their stud on defense this year? Crickets? Exactly.
Yeah,
you're stunned. Exactly. You can't say nothing.
I barely know that team.
Exactly.
I just know they win.
Bro.
Also, their number two receiver did win the Heisman this year.
You said their number two receiver didn't win the Heisman?
Did.
Yeah, he did.
Devontae?
Yeah, because he wasn't the number one receiver this year.
Who was?
Waddle.
He went down like week two.
That's what I'm saying. Waddle was the number one on the depth chart receiver. And then Smith was number two.
There's two receivers on the field. Yeah, I got technical. It's two receivers on the field.
Okay, Waddle was the X receiver. Come on now.
Sometimes Z gets more catches. Devontae Smith had more catches last year than Waddle.
Did he?
Yes.
Either way, shout out to the wide receiver winning the Heisman.
For the first time.
Since. Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard.
Michigan. What? 91.
Hey, he did that. He did that.
Hey, 91, hey, 91 was a good year.
I was created.
Me too. No, you were born.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You weren't created in 91.
I might have.
Yeah, well,
no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was born in March.
See?
I was created in 90.
See? Me too.
Definitely had the most yards out of any other receiver.
Exactly.
So
Even more than Jerry Jeudy and
hey, wait, let me get some more.
Oh, Buddy.
And Amari, yeah.
And Amari.
And Calvin, yeah.
Come on out. Devontae Smith was not the number two, bro.
Devontae almost had over 100 yards more, or 1,000 yards more than Calvin Ridley, which is crazy.
Bro, 1,000 yards more than Calvin Ridley. And he was...
This upcoming game.
And what's crazy, him and Calvin Ridley both return kicks. They're the same type of guys, real quiet, you know what I'm saying? They bail cow guys. They get their job done. But Devontae Smith, I mean, Mac Jones just threw him that thing.
Side note, I love how we've become the drink champs of the good news.
Bro, and that's, I'm going to be real with you.
Thank you.
That's the image that I wanted to create. You know, if I
was. I like how you did it subtly.
If I wasn't going to do nothing for this podcast but be a voice, I was going to make some. Because I
appreciate
all this. You understand me?
This is great.
Like, I'm that, because I'm that dude. I mean, I could be whatever y'all think y'all want me to be, but I'm going to be that dude that brings the libations.
No, my man. You brought libations. I brought libations because I said last week, and I'm a man of my word.
He did, because look,
I drunk all the Bel Air.
No, he didn't. Listen, my boy left a corner edge of the Bel Air.
I didn't know how much was left,
and I had to call him out on the air.
You did, and I said on air, I would provide the libations for next week,
and he did that. He did that,
and then you brought this.
It was his birthday.
Thank you. However,
it was his birthday.
I mean,
you know,
but now we got like 4 extra drinks. Also,
it's cool.
Shout out to the paycheck.
Hey! Shout out to my boy, man. He's back in a positive work environment.
I'm back in the salary game, not the hourly.
You know, but
drink this.
It's a blessing for us to get this
drink it
going. You understand me?
The biggest beer company in the world. Drink it. All your funds goes towards my 401k, so thank you.
Hey, you need to holler at them about sponsoring us, and then we'll just have a bunch of Bud Light in the back here.
Give me a couple more months.
Let's be real.
I'm still doing trading. Give me a couple more months.
That's a great idea, for real.
Real talk.
It is. It is.
Let me send an email to corporate.
I will find the email for you.
In the words of my boy Sam, dead is.
Dead is.
Shout out to Sam. Hey, G, wait. So, are you still Red Bull?
G, wait.
Nah, man. No, I'm not.
Okay. And I could tell that was a little tough for you to say on air right now.
I'm a free agent, which is a good thing, but it's pretty dope because now I'm actually I'm still writing, but now I'm actually A&R, which is crazy.
Nice.
Oh, damn. You Lenny S now? Uh-oh.
Pretty much.
Okay, cool.
It's an artist. His name is Con Killian. He's on Sony Orchard. And I'm actually A&R in this project. And it's actually dropping. The single's dropping. What is the single? The single's dropping later this month, early next month.
Yeah.
And then the project is dropping around like spring.
Are any of the beats show intro worthy?
We're going to talk. As soon as it's over, we're going to talk.
Yeah, we'll have some dialogue.
I hit your ear.
Now, G, you know, my rap skills aren't really...
I can write, but I can't rap.
They're not record label worthy, but if you put me behind one of your beats, I'm pretty sure I could win the Heisman. I'm pretty sure.
We're going to talk when this is over. Okay, all right.
I just have to shoot the J, you know, so everybody get it, you know what I mean? You know.
They gonna talk for sure.
but that's a win, bro. You know, I know you had a great experience while you were there with them. You know what I'm saying?
We're
not gonna make this about that because that's another aspect of your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, on the bigger and better.
But
also, very, very low key, Mickey Mouse contributes to that household.
I just thought about something.
G knows exactly.
That was so subtle.
Yep.
That was actually amazing. But you just reminded me of something. Yo, so since Fox and Disney are now one,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
Do you guys think
that part of Fox?
Well, the
pretty much the entity itself.
No, yeah. No. So
what portion of it?
20th Century Fox.
That's the main overhead, ain't it?
No. Fox right. News is.
I feel like you just yelled at me.
My bad. No. So,
I got in trouble.
No. Okay, no. Right. So you have Fox News.
Yeah.
Your local Fox network. You have Fox Sports.
Right.
That is still under the Murdoch family.
Okay.
20th Century Fox, which was the...
Oh, then that's what went under Disney.
That was, so that's like what
the
you...
Movies, the production.
Movies, production, and then like the TV show. So like The Simpsons, Family Guy. That's under Disney.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Crazy, because I was telling someone... So that's about to kill my neck, the question that I had. I was telling someone that they're actually going to have to pull The Simpsons, I guess when the contract's over, from Universal Studios and put it in Disney World.
Wow. Yeah. You're right. Unless they work out some sort of contractual agreement.
No. That's never happening. Disney's going to pull it. Like, it's our, like, I know some folks, G knows some folks, I know you know some folks who work on that side of it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's, at Universal, and in Florida and out here, like Simpsons Land and Universal, oh, that is coming down.
Wow.
It's not happening immediately, but it is.
Gradually, it's coming. Place.
That's wow. coming. Like, what Universal will end up being post The Simpsons?
We still got Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's their bread and butter. Them and the Minions and, like, Despicable Me.
Right.
So, essentially, everything that's under DreamWorks will be Universal.
Yeah.
But that's been that way since Jeffrey Katzenberg, who created DreamWorks, along with Steven Spielberg, left Disney and went to Universal.
That's wild.
Why do I know this? Because I've listened to the audiobook of Michael Ovitz 4 times.
You must have really enjoyed it.
It tells me the lay of the land in the city in which I live.
I respect it.
Yeah. So
my question's killed. Like, you actually answered my question. I was going to say, since they've combined, do you ever think that Stephen A. and Skip will get back together for,
I don't think so, for the simple fact that what Stephen A has going and what Skip has going separately are doing well individually. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see a reason for them to you know, collab again, honestly.
Stephen A makes too much money.
What was that? A couple years ago, he just signed that crazy deal?
Yeah, he became the highest paid ESPN personality post John Gruden.
Yeah, like, he's that dude for ESPN. So he's not, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, though, because ESPN has been losing a lot of talent to Fox Sports. They've been losing a lot of talent to Fox Sports in the past few years. And some of which, I mean, they just kind of rubbed the wrong way and just left.
A great conversation to have with that, actually, is Rob.
100%.
Off air.
And then even somebody else, hey, Chris Broussard, pull up, man.
Oh.
Pull up, man.
We're going to work on that this year.
Yeah, man. I listened to a podcast. He was on a podcast I listened to.
Chris, good dude.
Back. Yeah, he's a solid cat, man. Chris Broussard, I know you're hearing this. Maybe you're not, but listen. Come on.
We need Jalen Rose, too.
We do need Jalen Rose, bro.
Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. I definitely made a visit to that school at one point.
We for sure need Jalen Rose. What's another LA person? Molly Quirm Rose. Pull up with Jalen. I'm not tripping.
We need Baron Davis too. We need
No lie, Baron Davis might be attainable, bro.
He really is, though.
2021, we need Baron Davis.
2021, we need Baron Davis.
We need Baron Davis.
Oh!
We need Matt Barnes.
Well, yeah. But speaking of Baron Davis, I know you saw it. How do you feel about Baron Davis with Master P and a host of others buying Reebok? Right?
Yeah. That's what's up. That's cool. Kudos to them.
It's Reebok.
I haven't worn Reebok in years, so it's not going to change anything. but I salute them for that. Cause, I mean, perhaps they'll remarket it, they'll rebrand it, and it might be something that we find in our closets. But, I mean...
Because their star athlete on the basketball court right now is Montrezl Harrell. Go Lakers.
Montrezl Harrell is a Reebok guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly, I didn't even know that. So, it's like, they got to do better. Do better. I mean, but like I said, perhaps they'll remarket, they'll rebrand it. You know what I'm saying?
Reebok is a graveyard. Reebok is still living and dying off Allen Iverson. Just
think about it. Reebok sponsor the NFL. All merchandise was Reebok, and then all of a sudden,
at one point,
the window. You know what I mean?
Because Nike became bigger. Under Armour took Reebok's place. That's what happened.
Literally.
Do you know the first time Under Armour made its public debut?
No, what was it?
The movie Any Given Sunday.
Really?
Go back and watch the movie. The gear that Jamie Foxx is wearing is Under Armour. It's the Under Armour original logo.
Wow. And it's crazy, like, financially, you look at Under Armour on, like, the stock, it's fairly cheap, bro. Like,
yeah, because...
It's like $17 a share right now.
Because he resigned, but Kevin Pollak, the creator of Under Armour, he had a relationship with Oliver Stone, the director of Any Given Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when they were trying to figure out, like, costume design, he submitted Under Armour designs for the movie.
Nice. That's smart.
And then that's how they got their footprint.
Because Under Armour stuff isn't terrible. It's just that Nike and Adidas have just been so much more innovative in the last few years. I mean,
they partner with the right people.
Yeah, Under Armour hasn't really. I mean, one, the marketing isn't there. When's the last time you seen an Under Armour commercial?
Outside of Instagram, never.
Exactly.
And their biggest athlete personality is The Rock.
No, Steph Curry.
Nah, it's The Rock. The Rock stuff sells way more than Curry's.
But I'm not speaking of selling. I'm just talking about personality.
The Rock is bigger than Steph Curry.
Is he?
Yeah. The dude's in movies.
But who's going to buy Under Armour off the strength of The Rock?
Way more people than Steph Curry.
The Rock play sports? Not no more.
He big as hell.
Not no more. I would...
His shoes every time they drop. The Rock, they sell out.
They sell out.
I didn't even know he had shoes.
Yeah. He has like cross-training shoes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He got the cross-training shoes, gear, clothes. Oh, yeah. Like, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday.
And you bought some Under Armours.
I did not. I did not. Bought some North Face gear, actually.
Shout out to North Face. Sponsor us.
I actually need it because of work. But, like, in the Under Armour section, like, The Rock himself has a whole area.
That's dope.
And it's more than just, like, a hanger. Like,
he wears Under Armour in all his movies.
Because he has the Under Armour sponsorship.
Yeah. But I think that if Under Armour just marketed itself a little better, they would be able to at least ride the same wave as Nike and Adidas. But Adidas has continued to climb, as we see. Jordan is coming up with his sponsorships. Nike is always going to be Nike.
But that's just it. It's for the longest, it's been Nike Adidas for the longest.
Yeah.
And when you just got one and two locked in stone, you are just fighting for number three.
Facts.
It's like Puma and New Balance are, you know, more likely to be chosen over Reebok.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, bro. And I'll just speak for the black community.
Shout out. Shout out to us. Shout out to us for having a great day on Wednesday.
When we see Reebok... It's subpar. It's low level. Like, I'm not gonna go. I wouldn't even go in Marshalls or Ross and buy a Reebok shirt.
JJ Watt is their other celebrity.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You're right. He was in their commercials. You're right.
But outside of JJ Watt, you know, and Montrezl Harrell, they haven't had a really good athlete since, what's that fool's name? Jason Richards.
Jason Richardson and Steve Francis.
Yeah, with the black tops.
Yeah, when they were wearing the ATR, the above the rims.
Above the rim black tops, yeah.
I had a pair.
I might have. I don't remember.
I remember early 2000s, I was really solely almost trying to wear exclusively Reebok and Allen Iverson and ATR here. Shoes.
Same here. But now, it's like, now the shoe is a joke. I mean.
Basically.
And also, for what it's worth, Adidas bought Reebok. And now they're letting it go.
Yeah, Reebok is nothing more than N1 right now.
Basically.
And I bet you N1 would make a way better comeback than them.
I don't know. Nah. I'm not buying no N1 right now.
I'm not N1 ever.
Yeah.
When I say make a
he
comeback.
He want to buy some N1 right now, bro. He wants some N1s.
I want the old school white and red N1 Tai Chis that Vince Carter won in the dunk contest. That's all I want.
I had the Marbury's.
I had them too.
A pair of Starbury's.
No.
Are y'all talking about the N1s? Whose were the half blue, half white ones?
Vince Carter.
I had those.
That was Vince Carter. What he wore in the dunk contest where the inside was red and the outside was white.
I wouldn't even want them today, though.
I would just for nostalgic reasons, just because
would you wear them, Hollis?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, I wear them, bitches.
He said no.
I would.
I'd wear some shocks before I wear those.
Yeah, I'll for sure wear some shocks before I wear some N1s, bro.
No lie. Full disclosure.
I would wear them
in the most low-key place.
I would wear an N1 hoodie just off some retro shit.
I would wear the N1 Tai Chis to the comedy club and I'm sitting in the back.
I wouldn't even buy no N1 stuff if it was like, it's out right now. You can find N1 in store somewhere.
At
Walmart.
Exactly. I guarantee you go to Wally World right now.
Wally World.
You'll find them N1s.
You probably could. Yeah, you could.
So go get them.
All right.
You're not going to get them, bro.
Let's see what happens by May.
You're not going to get them hoes.
I don't know. Okay, I got to go find Walmart. I don't go to Walmart.
Bro, you got maps on your phone.
I do. And bro, I go to everywhere but Walmart.
Look, guys, we just called his bluff. He's not getting none of these N1 products.
Now I got to go buy something.
He's not getting
Now it. I got to go buy something.
He's not getting it.
I walked into it.
You get some N1s and making a video just like Homeboy. Don't think I forgot you used to wear the
band one.
Like Chauncey Billups still playing for the Pistons.
Yo! Hey! Yes! That happened. That did occur. Also, Ben Wallace was an N1 athlete.
Was he?
Yes.
KG was. A lot of people
don't
remember Kevin Garnett's
been
with every
shoe
company. Yeah, KG was
that guy. Yes, KG has been with every shoe company.
He pooty tang. He pooty tang when it comes to shoes.
Tippy tang. Yeah. Tippy tang.
Tippy tang on the side, I tell you.
He was on Jordan. He was on Nike. He was on
Adidas. And then he did a Lee Ning.
Was it them or was it the other one?
Wait. No, it wasn't Lee Ning. It was the one Rondo was with.
It began with an A.
Anta.
Because Shane Battier was with Anta.
Speaking of Shane Battier, complete side note. I was listening to a podcast today. Shane Battier was the guest. That is the one Detroit hooper who had an actually pretty decent NBA career who gets no love from being from Detroit.
I didn't even know he was from Detroit.
He's from the suburbs.
He's from like Beverly Hills, though, isn't he?
No,
he's from Pontiac.
He's not from no Pontiac.
Yes, he is.
Pontiac? Oh, he's okay.
Shane's from Pontiac.
He's officially a real one. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, okay, how I found out between like 8th and like 9th, 10th grade, one of my basketball coaches used to do training out of the Salvation Army gym in Pontiac, and the lady who used to run it, she was like, do you know who used to come to this gym all the time and practice? I was like, no, who? She was like, Shane Battier. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, he's from here. I was like, oh, didn't know that.
Okay, I'm reading.
Because he went to Country Day a couple years after C. Webb did. But, like, nobody gave Battier any love, and then he went to Duke.
He went to Duke.
But But that's what happened. He went to Duke, and everybody was like, man, whatever.
I'm seeing things from Birmingham, though.
He probably like it. I mean, Birmingham, probably they right there.
Yeah, it's true.
But I say Birmingham in the 80s wasn't current day Birmingham.
Yeah, it was more like pitchforks, tiki torches, and
yeah, it was Ohio.
It was Ohio for sure. That makes sense.
Shout out to my family in Ohio. If it wouldn't, they listen. I love y'all, but I still make fun of you.
I don't. Other than, like, the homies in the chat, I do not like Ohio. I don't try to drive through Ohio. Try to stay as far away from Ohio as possible. I hate Ohio. Sure.
Hey, shout out to Ohio, man. My mama's from Ohio, man. Shout out to...
Yes, your mother is from Ohio.
Hey, you know one of the coldest little phrases I'm loving what people use lately?
What's that?
They'll say, like, some cold shit, and they'll end it with, respectfully.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Shout out to Justin LeBoy's
respectfully
Instagram page.
Respect.
The most ruthless thing on the planet right now.
You straight up dog somebody.
Respectfully.
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 I could use that on somebody right now.
What part of Ohio's your mom from, bro?
Columbus and Dayton. She grew up in them areas.
Man. Okay.
Yeah.
She's an Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
National championship.
Yeah, my grandma went to Ohio State.
I'm trying to look at Mark's face.
one of my late cousins did go to Ohio. Actually, no. So my late cousin Delana went to Ohio State. Who else? And then Lena went to Ohio State for grad school.
Shout out to them. They real ones.
They are. They are.
Shout out to Bow Wow, man.
Shit.
G2. Y'all, hold on, bro. Y'all can't tell me y'all ain't listen to the G2 mixtapes.
Wait, what?
The green light joints.
I didn't.
My younger brother did, but I promise you I didn't.
I didn't.
Bro, y'all never listened to the green light joints?
No. I didn't even know those existed.
Bro, Bow Wow was spinning on them hoes. I ain't even going to stunt. Bow Wow was going dumb on them. Like, that's when he was trying to be an adult and reinvent himself.
Oh yeah, I remember that phase. Bro, like I remember that phase. He struggled.
He was going crazy on them.
I didn't listen to him.
By choice.
Yeah. Also, what year was that?
2010. 2009, 2010.
Definitely in college, like, listening.
That was freshman year for me.
If you said 2009, I was a sophomore going into my junior year.
Yeah, I was vibing with it.
I was listening to everything horrible and going to house parties.
I was doing all that, too.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know, I just used to throw on some Bow Wow.
That was like my Kitchen Gucci days, wasn't it? Yeah, that was my Kitchen Gucci.
That was that lemonade, that Gucci lemonade.
Hey,
okay,
that was around then.
So the half of Mark's family. Hey, what are you talking about? What? I don't know.
They on there talking something. I don't know. My brother said something about half of Mark's family. I'm like, what? Wait, which Mark are you talking about, Ma? Are you talking about me or are you talking about your brother?
Next time, on Power. So y'all, we had a quality show tonight, man.
Oh man, our time is up. I won 2 hours.
You know, 50,
I will pay for them.
Episode 50,
an extra $25, Keith.
That's coming out his pocket, Keith.
I said
that. Shout out to episode 50, man. We had to have G on here. It was only right. We couldn't do it any other way.
I'm going to do this next week, man.
All right, deal. This works. This works.
Yeah, every week that you're available.
This works. You don't have to worry about driving because you're in the valley.
Hop on the live.
Yes.
And then whenever we have a guest, they'll just hop on my live. And then we all here.
Yeah.
Easy money.
I'm with it.
Easy money.
People.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Oh, okay. So, also, for the record, G, after this, I'm calling you and then I'm putting you on speaker.
Okay.
All right. Because clearly we got stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
All right.
But man, we had a great show tonight.
You we know, did. We had a fantastic one.
We took a stroll down memory lane.
It was the 50th. You know, half a centennial.
50th episode. Just speaking for myself personally,
it's
been a blessing to be a part of this for 50 episodes and more to come. Like I said earlier, shout out to the Good News staff. Shout out to Mark G and just allowing me to be a part of this. 50 episodes. That shit came quick. But it's been a great ride. We rolling.
Man.
We rolling.
I would this 50th episode wouldn't be here without the both of you. I know that for a fact.
Love.
Because at one point I thought it was dead. And it didn't die. We talked. We reconvened. We found our rhythm. We found our spark. We back in it.
Yeah.
And we going. We having fun.
To 50 more.
To 50 more. My brothers. My family. And again, as I have transitioned to the tender age of 30.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm not even there yet.
It's welcome. All good. Thank you. I will say, as even leading up to it, one thing I've been is just reflective. I would say over the last 2 years, because after I turned 20, I'm like, come on, I'm like it's 30, come on.
Get it. Yeah.
Reflective, doing it with a level of humility, level of respect, awareness, some more clarity.
Right.
You know. You just appreciate the moments like these, and you appreciate the people that you get to do it with, because 100%. There's people out there that are alone by choice. There's people that are alone because they burnt every bridge known to them. And then you have those who emit God's light through themselves. And I'm just fortunate to be around people who allow God to use them to be a positive influence in my life, and I like to think God uses me to be a positive influence and light in their life. So 100%. For you two brothers, it's reciprocal and mutual. So I thank you for that.
Love.
And my family, hell, they thank you too, because this is entertaining.
Shout out to them, man. Shout out yes. to the fam, man.
What up, Q?
All love. All
and
love.
Not our QG, my nephew Q, he in San Diego.
What up, nephew?
He probably playing video games right now. As he's building his computer.
If you got an Xbox, add me on.
He's PS5. He's total PS person. PlayStation. What? Huh?
Did I add you?
Nah, add me, bro.
You play Call of Duty?
I don't. But you play you play Madden?
No.
You got 2K?
No, he definitely plays Call of Duty. Wait, gee, I thought you had an Xbox.
Yeah, I do.
He does.
All right.
You got 2K?
I got 2K. I play 2K, Call of Duty, and here's another one. GTA. I play GTA.
Oh, yeah. Just yeah. Chill. Instead of an S, it's a Z.
That's it.
Well, I'm about to add you in a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you the text with my gamer tag.
Copy that.
For sure. Yeah.
But
Q said, what's up, everybody?
And what a dookie, yada da.
What up, though, nephew? Go back to Xbox.
But yeah, man, it's been great, man. It's been great. This is definitely, for me personally, shown a different aspect of myself that I just enjoy. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
My man.
I appreciate it.
G, final words, baby.
What's that?
I said final words.
Final word, man. I'm grateful for all y'all for sure, man, to actually be able to be able to do this, man. I actually have the freedom to speak and say exactly what we want, especially being black, you know, yeah. Because it's definitely harder for people like us, especially around our age, to actually be able to articulate what we're feeling, whether it's through sports or politics or anything of that nature. So I think that it's dope that we also shine light on a lot of people that that don't have voices in a sense, you know.
Right. Yeah.
We're able to say like what's on the other side that people may not see, you know, like we have like a lot of inside stories from resources, you know, that are close to certain situations in sports. And, you know, so I think it's dope that we're able to share that with people. Like I said, I'm super grateful for y'all. As you guys know, of course, I hit you guys about like regular life stuff.
Yeah.
About everything. You know what I mean? So So I'm super grateful for that. Yeah, man, like, I agree with, like, you guys. I don't think God makes mistakes. Everything happens for a reason.
100%.
And us being here right now, you know, is a reason for all of it. So I'm super grateful, man. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what... I'm happy to be back, you know, even though I'm not there physically.
But you here, though.
Hey, we found a way.
We found a way to find a way.
Thank God these microphones pick up everything.
Man.
So, you know, super grateful for that, man. But, you know, like I said, especially during the times that we're going through with, you know, the state of the nation and everything. So I'm super grateful for, you know, being able to come together and talk what we're talking about and kind of take our mind off of what's going on while also still being able to raise awareness for it.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
So, yeah, so that's, you know, overall grateful and looking forward to what 2021 has in store for us.
100%.
And once again, I'm proud of our people for this past Wednesday. We did a good job.
Well said. Yeah.
We did an excellent job by not showing up.
Yeah.
Homeboy.
Huh? Oh yeah. Homeboy. Yeah, him. I think he did that for clout, but whatever.
Clout chasing.
Hey, didn't he wear the Crenshaw hoodie?
He did. No, it was a Crenshaw Letterman, boy, or a bomber jacket.
Yeah.
That's about the black guy that was actually in the chambers.
Oh, that was
actually standing in that joint.
Hey, he went there. He definitely went there for clout. Or, like, he just went there to go look like, hey, I'm never trying to come in here on the regular basis. Like, that was a DC dude who just was like, I'm going to walk in.
He famous for that now, though.
He is. And I hope he goes unseen for a long time. Just don't get caught up in no ish, bro, my brother. Everybody else who chose not to participate, who chose to stand back and watch, who chose everybody in Georgia to use their voice that we have been fighting for to vote and make a change in this country, you get a hand clap of praise from the congregation.
Round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap.
Whoop, whoop.
Drop it to that flow. Make that ass clap.
Whoop, whoop.
Applause.
Ah.
Make that ass clap.
Whoop, whoop.
Ah,
house parties in college.
Wanna see you. All right.
G, you gotta put him in the group chat. G, you gotta put him in. This would be great. Also, like, two of them would hate you just because you live out here and you from here.
It's all good. Yeah, LA represent.
We gotta make the LA community way more hype, man, in the group chat, because G's underground.
I just can't wait till y'all take me to Detroit, man.
Oh, we got it.
I just can't wait. I can't wait.
G, you got the east side. I got downtown.
The east side? Yeah, right. You got the east side.
No, I don't. You know more people on the east side than me.
You won't catch me. Yeah, it's true. Touche.
Yeah. Mister, come on.
Touche.
We'll figure it out.
What I look like going on the east? Gee, what do I really look like going on the east side? Come on, it's me.
The fact that you're recording, you saying this
is insane. Right.
I don't care. I know me.
He put it just all the way out there. Like, you
what
know
do
what
I look like just going?
You know, I'm not going down there. Okay?
I'll go kick it downtown.
I want to go to the east side. Whoever's going to take you to the east side, shoot me to the east side.
G can take you.
Let me see what it's talking about.
You ain't got much to see.
Gratiot with it.
You understand me?
Oh, you going to take him all the way to Gratiot? Oh, Frank said he got the east side. Bet. Cool.
Easy call. Appreciate you, Frank.
Yeah. Somebody give you the east side tour, and then you're going to be like, all right, bring me back. And then we'll show you the fun. And then we'll show you the fun stuff.
I'll show you Southwest, bro. We go Southwest Detroit.
That's where you can get the closest thing to LA tacos, for real.
Easy call.
Yeah.
I mean, don't nothing compare, but easy call.
No, like, them actually compare.
Word?
Yeah.
They do.
I'm with it.
They actually do. Like, I'm not even BSing you on that one.
Yeah, I'm with all that.
Go to Southwest Detroit on Cinco de Mayo.
You understand me?
G knows.
Facts.
Well.
Go Lakers.
As we continue on in 2021, everybody, don't run it up in the White House or the Capitol. Stay safe. Don't catch COVID. We out. Bye.